Welcome to the Sports Line Radio High School Football Sports Show. I am Eddie Fury on WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM. We talked about the Greater Thumb Conference yesterday's Monday edition. Today, we talked the Blue Water Area Conference and high school eight-player football. So, yes, we may be going in overtime. With me is my regular co-hosts, either on Monday or Tuesdays, depends what's going on. Mike Gallagher of the San Luis County News. Buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's nice to be back. It was had some other responsibilities I had to take care of yesterday for news and sports. But it was kind of cool listening to the show. It was cool to be on the other side of it again. You and Paul did a great job.
Yep.
Even when you had to fire some Marlette and Sandusky questions at Paul. But it was a great show yesterday. It was cool to listen in, but I'm glad to be back in the studio.
All right, so our scores, let's go through these before we hit the show full throttle here. The Blue Water Area Conference, you were at this game. I was at this game. Our game of the week for week 8 was 92.5. WBGV had the North Branch Broncos defeat Croswell Lexington 35-21. It was tied at the half, and then North Branch started to pull away, started to find ways to stop the Croswell Lexington offense. But, you know, the great thing, they had pretty good offense. It's just that it would get stymied. And, you know, it was nice to see Billy Grappi back on the field for Croswell Lexington. He looked like he was full strength, but North Branch was in full strength, coming off a loss against Armada, wanted to earn this much more. They fought harder, I believe, and they become co-champions along with the Armada Tigers, who beat them in week 7.
Yeah, the game definitely lived up to the hype. Yeah. It's, you know, it's not very often you get to cover a championship game, and it definitely delivered up to the hype. Unfortunately for Croslex, they had to be pretty much perfect to beat North Branch. I mean, North Branch was fantastic on Friday night.
The running offense was eating a lot of good clock, and they were bouncing out pretty good there when they had to.
Yeah, they hardly made any mistakes. I think they had maybe one holding penalty towards the end of the game. But Croslex looked good. I mean, they looked fine. North Branch just looked perfect.
Yeah.
So
I don't think Croswell didn't look like the same Croswell team I saw when they beat Armada, too. I mean, it was there, but it seems like...
Yeah, well, and we'll get into it. Yeah. I mean, there was a few injuries. There was a lot of youth out on the field for Croslex.
Yeah.
So it is a different team that played against Armada. Yeah. And, you know, it was nice to see Belly back there at running back.
Belly Grappi.
Gabriel Grappi. But it's going to take them a little bit to figure the offense back out, try and get that balance back to where it was at the Armada game.
All right, so that was that score. North Branch over at Croswell Lexington, 35-21 in week 8. Armada had the win over Richmond, and they did, 27-3. The co-champions of the Blue Water Area Conference are the Armada Tigers and the North Branch Broncos. Thanks to the Elmont win over at Croswell Lexington, where it was a three-way tie at one point, Elmont did their business. Took on a pretty feisty Yale Bulldogs, 35-14 was a window for Elmont over Yale. Emily City also won over Detroit University Prep Science and Math. They had 40 points for Emily City over, I think, Prep 6 points in that game. Mm-hmm. Greater Thumb East and West games, Harbor Beach over Bad Axe. I picked Bad Axe in this game. I was wrong. 28-7, the sails are put up, and they sailed through that game also. So good win there for Harbor Beach. Ubbly Bearcats remain undefeated after they shut out the Unionville Seabooing Patriots 42-0. Sandusky, big win here. We'll talk. We actually talked about this yesterday, starting to come together here. We know there were some missing pieces here, but a good win here. Emphatically also over Reese 40-18. I want to get your quick comment on that.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this last week. Sandusky, their schedule was absolutely brutal this year. You know, you kick off the season with the two best teams in the Greater Thumb West, and then when you get into the Greater Thumb East, you got Harbor Beach, Ubbly, Marlette's tough this year, Cass City. Now, Sandusky was in both games with Cass City and Marlette, but what we talked about last week is, hey, you know, Sandusky, they should be the favorites against Reese. They should be the favorites against USA.
This week,
week against USA. You're going to be able to have the opportunity to finish off the season with a couple of wins, take that into next season. And I think what we saw against Reese just proves the fact that, you know, Sandusky is a good team. They're a good football team. They just had a couple of bad breaks in a couple of games, Marlette and Cass City, and then – you know, it's hard to beat the top teams in the West, and it's hard to beat Ubley, and it's hard to beat Harbor Beach.
But
so.
But remember, Sandusky was a team that was beating those guys, you know, back in time ago. So
So
they have some young players are coming back.
They'll be fine. Kyle Giebord, he's the senior quarterback. But they are a fairly young team, and they were a very young team last year. So
the Krause kid will be coming back too.
I believe I want to say almost all of their running backs are back. Yeah. I don't know if Franzel. I don't know if he'll be back next year. But you know, this is just the next step in the Sandusky rebuild. I heard you guys kind of talk about it last year. They kind of go in waves. You know, they have a couple of great seasons. Then they have a rebuilding year. Then they start climbing their way back up. And, you know, I think this was just the second step towards being a very good team next year.
All right. And also, that was Sandusky winning over Reese, 40-18. They'll have USA this week. Cass City shuts out Carroll, 56-0, to keep that M81 sign. Cass City on the cusp of maybe making a playoff spot. They are a Greater Thumb East team also. Vassar over Marlette, shocking win here, 29-22. But Denny Lester said in his email, you can't turn that ball over three times. Vassar was able to score on one of those, and that's what it took. You can see the touchdown win and the extra point there that got him that score for the victory over Marlette. Lakers shuts out Memphis 62-0. North Central Thumb League 8 player football, Deckerville over Burton Atchison, a huge comeback with 5 minutes left on a Thursday, 44-36. And Peck defeated Carsonville Port Sandlack 76-26 on Thursday also. It'll be Peck and Deckerville. Pretty cool game here. Peck are the champions of their division, the Stripes division, and the Deckerville Eagles playing in the Stars division. So, you know, one of the top teams in the Stars division, despite them not winning that Stars division championship. Kingston won that. But it'd be a good matchup here with Peck and Deckerville. That'll be our game of the week this week on 92.5 FM.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this one. There's a lot on the line for both teams. Deckerville more than likely needing the win to get in.
They need this, yeah.
Yeah, they need this win. Peck, you know, they probably need this if they want to secure a home game in the playoffs. There's a lot of things that could change in that region for Peck. They're going to be rooting for North Huron this week against Burton Atherton, try and get them into the playoffs so that Peck could play them instead of having to potentially play Marion in the second round, which would be a very tough matchup.
Just ask Brown City.
Right, yeah. So, you know, there's a lot on the line here. Peck and Deckerville have two of the best backs in the Thumb, I would say. Peck with Caleb Lettner. Deckerville with Dylan Ball, who had a record-setting performance against Atherton last week.
And the last couple games, too.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. You know, he's gone for over 1,000 yards and probably just the three, just the Oakland Christian, Mayville, and Burton Atherton game. Yeah. And this was a kid that wasn't even starting at tailback to the beginning of the season. So I'm really looking forward to see the progress he's made, as well as all the other young players at Deckerville, because that's something we talked about a lot at the beginning of the season. This is a young team. But by the end of the season, they're going to be playing well, and we were right. We'll pat ourselves on the back, but you know the credit goes to Coach Brown and his staff. They've really coached them up, and they've put themselves in a position to make the playoffs again. And if they do get in, they have the potential to play with anybody that they get matched up with, I think.
All right, so that'd be the game of the week. Peck at Deckerville on 92.5 FM this Friday evening, 6:30 p.m., and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. North Huron, speaking of them, the Warriors defeated New Haven Merritt 40-28. That was a thumbtoegetter.com live webcast. Good game there. Kingston remains undefeated over Mayville, 56-26. K-Peck, good bounce-back win over Genesee Wolves, 60-8. Akron Fairgrove sound the horn at the Bay City All Saints with a victory, 42-28. Ashley over Caseville, 58-18. Auburn Hills, Oakland Christian, and Brown City both got forfeit wins this week. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the BWAC game that we had covered also in week 8, where North Branch won over Croswell Lexington. We'll be right back here on the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the Thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Mark McGarry here from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. If you are planning a new car or truck purchase, or you have a current lease expiring, it's time to start planning ahead. Inventory shortages and extended order delivery times are expected to continue. Whether you want to buy or lease, turn your car in or trade it in, we can help you make the best decision to capitalize on the current market conditions. Ford Motor Company is offering an order incentive of $1,000 on many vehicle lines over and above any other rebate. Place your custom order. That's Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81. Visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com and come see why for 57 years your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro.
We all love our little corner of the thumb, a friendly wave from a neighbor, volunteering at local events, hanging around the campfire, the Friday night lights. Nothing beats living in a tightly knit community. Thumb Cellular is proud of what life has to offer in the thumb. Locally owned and operated by your neighbors and friends, Thumb Cellular offers the quickest LTE speeds, better coverage, and affordable plans. Plus, our customer service is always locally based and personable. It's local people at local offices who are interested in giving you the friendliest help possible. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are committed to staying local for our friends and neighbors. Stop into your neighborhood Thumb Cellular office to find the perfect new phone and plan for you. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference today. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Welcome back to the Sports Line High School Football Sports Show. That first segment, nice and long, but we had to go through those Week 8 scores. We're in Week 9 now, but we're going to recap the Week 8 action. We're going to start with the Blue Water Area Conference. It was the North Branch Broncos needing the win, and they got the win over Crosby Lexington to become the co-champions of the BWAC League title. 433 rushing yards, just 7 passing yards for North Branch, 27 first downs. Imagine the time of possession there. Croswell, 249 rushing yards, just 29 yards passing. So good secondary defense by North Branch. And they had 11 first downs and 2 turnovers in this game. It was 7-7 tied up. 14-14 at the half, so still in there. But 21 points by North Branch in the third quarter really sealed the deal to Croswell. 7 points in the third. Nobody scored in the fourth. The first drive, North Branch started off Ryan Henney. 10-yard run, but that was at the 4:14 mark. So imagine all the time of possession just eating up that clock with North Branch. Really methodical, positive yards. Ryan Henney, of course, one of the workhorses here, but they were trying to spread that ball out. Really having a tough time for Croswell. They did a good job. They faked me out a lot on the radio coverage because of those dark jerseys covering that ball up. Did a really heck of a job in the wing tee offense. And a really good job in the sweep plays. Good blocking with the movement of the offensive lineman. The running backs following their leads there. And then when they found that hole, these kids were, you know, especially Ryan Henney, little guy, got to see him up close. Little guy, really stocky, but he was quick and able to get punched through those holes and just got great positive yards throughout the whole game.
Yeah, and that's something we've talked a lot about with North Branch is they got so many different weapons in the backfield. You never really know who's going to be that guy. You know, you got Lucas Chapman, Aiden Swash, you know, obviously Will Damasca, and then Ryan Henney. And, you know, Friday night, it was Ryan Henney's night. And they did a good job of running it up the gut. Obviously, Joey Ramsey was sidelined for the game. That was Croslex's starting tackle and defensive tackle. That was a huge loss in the middle there. And North Branch just attacked it. And Henney was the main beneficiary from that. But you mentioned the time of possession, and that's something Coach LeGros talked about after the game is, you know, sometimes if you're playing North Branch, you're lucky to get the ball 5 times on offense. And North Branch did a great job of really just controlling the clock. And, you know, there was a point in the second half when it was in the third quarter and North Branch goes up 2 scores. And, you know, you don't want to count out Croslex, but you have to think to yourself, hey, we might not get this ball back. You know, we might score, but do we go onside kick? You know, what do we do to get the ball back here? And North Branch, I mean, I don't know that they even had maybe 2 or 3 plays in the backfield. I mean, every play, it was at least 3 to 4 yards.
Yeah.
they were at least getting something every time. And, you know, 433 rushing yards, that's a big number. And, you know, it really says a lot about the performance Armada had last week, limiting them to 108 yards.
Yeah.
So I think North Branch kind of went back to the drawing board. They were like, hey, you know, let's get back to doing what we do, and that's running the ball. And they did it extremely well.
Yeah, I was talking to Jeremy Furman about that. He goes, the difference in this, he goes, that was my fault. I kind of got away from what our typical game plan would be.
Right.
I think I got a little too cute against Armada to trying to throw them off. They were ready for it, obviously. You know, they beat them.
Right.
They beat them, flat out beat them. Nobody choked or anything.
Right.
They flat out, you know, beat North Branch. They took advantage of the turnovers, took advantage of the field position Armada did. But North Branch got back to the drawing board, as you said, in a great response here. You talk about Ryan Henney, 10-yard average for every carry. How many yards? 260 yards by far in this game. Three touchdowns, 26 attempts. So a lot of numbers there. Second leading rusher, Lucas Chapman, was back in there. 14 attempts, 81 yards, and a touchdown. Aiden Swash, later in the game, also 56 yards, 12 attempts, and a touchdown also for the North Branch Broncos. So sticking to the ground game here. Taking care of the ball also. Didn't turn the ball over. The second score, you got to give Croswell credit. They were in there. It was tied up 14-14. Gavin Espinosa ran for 36 yards. For a touchdown also to tie it up 7-7. That was only about a minute and about 6 seconds into their possession.
Yeah, well, that was kind of the interesting thing in the first half was, you know, North Branch would go on these 6-, 7-, 8-minute drives, and then Croslex would get the ball back and score in 30 seconds or score in a minute and a half. Or it was interesting to see the differences in the way that the two teams played offense. But there was a lot of great things from Croslex. I don't think that this was a two-score game. I mean, obviously on the scoreboard it was a two-score game, but it didn't really feel like that during the game. Obviously, Croslex was, they were keeping up with them in the first half. And you know,
and into the third quarter, because they were only down 21-28 in the third quarter also with
exactly,
about a minute left.
Yeah, well, and you know, at the end of the first half, Croslex gets that stop. And, you know, they heave one up. You know, they were just trying to get something going with a little bit of time left. It got intercepted. But, you know, Croslex made a stop on the last North Branch drive. And, you know, you're going into the second half thinking, you know, maybe, you know, Croslex has the advantage here. But, you know, they did a lot of good things. It was great having Grappi back in the backfield.
He had 192 yards rushing and a touchdown. That was in the third quarter.
Well, and the thing that really stood out about him being back, obviously, like you said, he looked like he was at full strength.
Yes.
I mean, he was breaking tackles. He was running into people. He stiff-armed a North Branch defender on his way to the end zone for his touchdown in the third quarter there. But
and he has to provide the protection in the backfield when they go to the passing game, too.
Yes.
Because he's used as a decoy back during the spread offense. They're going to go to the pass. You know, the defenders are watching Grappi, but he's, you know, he's like the decoy protecting the quarterback also at the same time.
Yeah, and that kind of goes with what really stood out to me was, you know, when the defenses are focusing so much on Grappi, that's when Espinosa pulls it and goes to the end zone. I mean, both plays, when Espinosa scored on those long runs, you could tell the defense was keen on Grappi, and they were probably keen on him too hard. You know, they overcorrected a little bit, and they were really going after Grappi. Espinosa knows when to pull that ball, and, you know, he wasn't even close to getting tackled on either of those touchdowns. And I think that's one of the biggest things that Grappi brings to this team with him being back, is because these past couple weeks, Espinosa's had to do it on his own.
Yeah.
And he did well. He was great throwing the ball. He was great running the ball. He definitely was able to handle that responsibility of being the lone guy in the backfield for a couple weeks. But now that Grappi's back, Espinosa is just going to be that much more dangerous. And, you know, the passing game, you know, they didn't really get it going against North Branch. But
I think North Branch was better prepared for the
play. Yeah.
They knew what was out there. I mean, there's three good receivers out there, and they were all out there again. Hosterman.
Yeah.
Sol was out there also, and there's one more guy out there. Gonzalez?
Jackson Gonzalez.
Yeah, he's out there too.
Yep.
So.
And, you know, North Branch.
Jackson Gonzalez. Yep.
Yeah. And North Branch did a good job of shutting down the passing game, but, you know, Croslex also did a great job in the run game.
Yeah.
And now that Hosterman's back, you know, that's just another another weight off the shoulders of Espinoza and off the shoulders of Trevor Soule. So, you know, this team is getting more healthy by the week. Unfortunately, Ramsey, you know, he wasn't there for the North Branch game, but, you know, you have a couple kids step up. Coach LeGros mentioned Logan Welter filling in at tackle, and, you know, Landon Burns at the center position when Mendoza went out for a little bit. So Croslex, they're seeing these guys step up, and that's kind of been the story all season is, hey, you know, somebody goes down, you know, it's the next man up. And it's gotten them to this point in the season. I would love to see what Croslex would be if they were completely healthy all season. But they're not worried about that, you know. They take it. It's a bummer. It's a bummer that Joey was out.
Yeah.
But, hey, that's football. And it's going to be the next guy up. And, you know, that mentality is going to help carry them into the playoffs.
Aiden Swash had the third touchdown of the game. That was for North Branch. And after that 3:05 mark in the first quarter for Croswell score, at the 8:08 mark, again, eating up the clock was North Branch. Aiden Swash, 6 yards for a touchdown. PAT kicks, by the way, good job in special teams, Braden Robinson. I don't think really we went for two-point conversions. They got stuck to the, you know, PATs. They have a kicker. They're going to stick to it, and it's been working so far because when you don't have that 2 points and the team has all the extra points, that adds up. So, 14-7. Croswell, just 4 minutes later, around that time, able to score again. Gavin Espinosa, 16-yard run for the touchdown to tie it up. 14-14 at a 4:37 mark, and that's where it would end because North Branch ran out of time. You know, but they were eating up the clock.
Yep.
But they got the ball back in the third quarter, and they scored after eating up the clock again. 21-14, Ryan Henney, 9-yard touchdown at the 6:43 mark. And then that was where that stop was. If you can get that 2-touchdown lead and a little bit of a cushion there, and you're eating up the clock, North Branch was able to get that stop. And Croswell, Lucas Chapman got a touchdown at the 3:23 mark, making it 28-14. Gabriel Grappi, 10-yard with 1:03 left in the third quarter, to got that 10-yard touchdown, 21-28. But then again, the cushion helps when you have Ryan Henney. And they scored pretty quick right after that, by the way, because that was at a minute and 3 seconds left. North Branch getting the score of a 65-yard run by Ryan Henney. That was a big one. Highlight there, 35-21. And there was no scoring in the fourth quarter because there were some turnovers there by Croswell. North Branch just took it back. It's okay. Run it out. I do want to say that a big shout-out to Coach LeGros. At the end of the game, we were talking to Coach Furman. He came up and congratulated him, gave him, you know, a bear hug there and said, congrats, you know, I'll get you next time.
Yeah, yeah.
You got him last year. So,
yeah. So. Well, you know, there's a lot of respect between these coaches in the BWAC.
Yeah.
And right now you look at Coach LeGros, Coach Furman, Coach Rowley at Armada, Lewsby at Elmont, Grunman at Yale. I mean, there's a lot of great coaches in the BWAC right now, and I think there's
that
a
are
lot
going
of
to the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe Yale might sneak in. So.
I'm hoping they do, yeah. So there's a lot of respect between these coaches. And, you know, for Coach LeGros, this is, obviously 2 years in a row where they had the opportunity to play for the BWAC title. And, you know, they still have a lot of stuff in front of them. The Freeland game's going to be tough this week. But, you know, you're still in the playoffs regardless of what happens against Freeland. And, you know, then you have the opportunity to potentially see North Branch again.
The other thing was keeping Will Damasca, not really letting him carry it too much. He only had 7 yards, but that helps when you have that great backfield and backfield. He only had 36 yards rushing, but why protect your quarterback? He manages the game. He sees what's out there. He's trying to read the defense. Maybe change a little bit of a play. Say, hey, we'll stick to the wing tee, but we're going to give it to this guy here. I see something here. So good job of managing that game also for the coaches also.
Yeah, I think when we had Coach Cooper on two weeks ago, he mentioned their quarterback, Lawson Cooper, he does a great job of dealing the cards when they're in that the double wing. And I think that's the best way you could kind of describe Will Damasca is, you know, he's just back there and he's dealing the cards. He decides where the ball goes, and he reads the fakes, you know, he reads the defense. And, you know, he's a four-year starter at quarterback, so he's really good at that.
Gabriel Grappi, or Belly Grappi for Croswell, like I said earlier, 23 attempts, 192 yards and a touchdown. 6 rushes for Gavin Espinosa. Two of those attempts ended up being touchdowns. He had 57 yards and 2 touchdowns in the game for the Croswell Lexington Pioneers. Now, A lot of these BWAC teams, they end the season pretty tough. Crosby Lexington's got Freeland, who only lost 21 to something there to Frankenmuth just recently.
21-0 to Frankenmuth, yeah.
And Three Rivers is a pretty tough team that North fans will be taking on also. So we're seeing some tough teams that a lot of the BWAC teams are taking
on. Elmont and Goodrich.
Yeah.
I mean, Goodrich
that's
is
another
their,
big one.
Yeah, they're an undefeated team. And, you know, but credit to Coach LeGros picking up the game with Freeland, because we saw it last year. Freeland was the team that beat Croslex in the quarterfinals. So, you know, if you want to compete with those teams, if you want to be at their level, you got to play them. So.
All right, long segment there. That's the BWAC premier game of the week, where North Branch won over Croswell, and 35-21 to take the BWAC league title, sharing it with the Armada Tigers, who defeated Richmond. We'll talk about that when we come back after our 6 o'clock news and information here on the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show.
Hi, this is Steve Kohler with Kohler's Propane. Looking back, it's been a real nice summer, but each day is closer to fall and cooler weather. When it's time for your furnace to go on, will you be ready? You will be if you depend on Kohler's Propane. For 73 years, we've been keeping homes and businesses in the Thumb and Blue Water area warm and cozy. Our goal is to provide you with quality products and superior service. We guarantee your price for one full year, offer free tank installation, free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. At Kohler's, we have a commitment to our customers and communities we serve to continue to provide the level of service we would expect ourselves. For information, call us toll free, 800-572-2191. Or visit our website, getkohlers.com. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the Thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
In these uncertain times, fear can be debilitating or just simply overwhelming. Obviously, it can have a negative impact on your health as well as your wealth. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency is the solution to just such problems. Let's face it, reviewing and obtaining the correct health insurance coverage is more crucial now than ever before.
Open enrollment is upon us. Call today for an appointment, 810-984-1373.
Hi, I'm Grant Smith, owner of the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. If you are a senior 65 or older and you would like alternatives to your current health insurance, you don't have to wait. Make an appointment and come talk to us. We have policies you can buy throughout the year. And remember, we are here throughout the year to help you with any health insurance questions. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency, the right decision.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by Jones Equipment Rental Sales and Service in Fort Gratiot today.
Welcome back to Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. Now into the eight-player football. Brown City and Auburn Hills Oakland Christian didn't play. Brown City invited Auburn Hills Oakland Christian. They said no thank you. All right, let's talk about the Kingston Cardinals. They got the win over Mayville, 56-26, 14 points in the first quarter. Second quarter, 6 points to Mayville's 12 points. So they're kind of hanging in there. It was 20-12 at that point. Then they exploded in the second half, 22 points to Mayville's 14. Still pretty good showing there by Mayville at that point, but then no points scored in the fourth. Kingston Cardinals added 14 more to win 56-26. 30-point win against Mayville for the Kingston Cardinals. Yards-wise, 319 rushing yards, 173 yards passing. Well-balanced offense here by the Kingston Cardinals as well by the Wildcats. Goldie Hahn would have been proud. Passing yards, 215 yards, 115 yards rushing for Mayville. One turnover, and that was on Kingston, by the way. But they had 11 penalties, 80 yards in this game.
Yeah.
Hunter Labine for Mayville, 215 yards, the bulk of all the yards there. Two touchdowns passing-wise. Luca Campbell, six carries, 73 yards, and a touchdown for the Mayville Wildcats. For Kingston, they had somebody different in the backfield there as quarterback.
Yeah, so Owen Corliss, he's been fantastic at quarterback this season. We talked about him a lot after the win against Deckerville. Unfortunately, suffered a wrist injury last week, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So you move Tanner James in at quarterback. He's a freshman. Younger brother of Hunter James, who was, I believe, two-time player of the year for us in the Thumb Sports Writers Association. Owen moves to running back, and they don't miss a beat.
No, this kid's a freshman.
Yeah.
11 completions, 15 attempts, 188 yards, and a touchdown. You did have an interception. That was that turnover. But rushing-wise, 15 carries, 172 yards, and three touchdowns. Owen Corliss did have 100 yards on a injury.
Bum wrist,
Two touchdowns in the game. James Rail, 26 yards and two touchdowns also to feed his little touchdown feed also. So good win here by Kingston. But you got a hurt quarterback, put him in the backfield. He still gets you 100 yards and two touchdowns. And this freshman comes in and gets the experience you need against a good Mayville team, I believe.
Yeah, so. I mean, this is, you said, what, a 30-point win against Mayville? This is a Mayville team that's been great this year. That's a rivalry game. That's a game that's in Mayville. Just a great job by the freshman quarterback. Great job by Corliss, you know, shifting into the running back position. And, you know, doing extremely well there. It's just, with Kingston, they've just had this incredible run of great quarterbacks, and, you know, it seems like that's going to continue with Tanner James.
They're going to take on Carson Port Sanlac this week. Oh, boy. Maybe Coach Jones will take it easy here, but you never know. Carsonville is going to come here playing tough.
Carsonville, their offense looked great against Peck last week. Unfortunately, the defense couldn't keep up, but the offense figured some stuff out. Not saying that they're, you know, ready to take on an undefeated Kingston and hand them their first loss, but I wouldn't be surprised if this game was competitive.
Yeah, so Peck, let's get into that then. The Peck Pirates, a huge win over Carsonville Port Sanlac on a Thursday, by the way. That was at Peck, 76-36. What can you tell me about this game? Obviously, Caleb Lettner, once again, setting records there at Peck.
Yeah, a couple of records broken in this game. But first, right off the bat, you got to mention Peck was down 20-18.
Oh.
Right before the half.
Wow.
Unfortunately for CPS, in the final maybe 3 minutes, Peck scored three touchdowns. So then you're looking at 40-20 at the half. And, you know, in the second half, CPS offense was keeping up, you know. But unfortunately, that put the ball back in the hands of the Peck offense, which, you know, CPS had trouble stopping. But real quick, Caleb Lettner, we've talked about him every week. He finally broke the school rushing record for rushing yards in a season. He also broke the record for touchdowns in a game. He had eight total touchdowns.
So in this game against Carsonville?
Yeah, so he had six rushing touchdowns, a receiving touchdown, a kickoff return for a touchdown. So that puts him, you know, at 36 total touchdowns on the season. And, you know, when you look at that Peck record book, we kind of had a feeling, you know, he was on pace to get to that single-season rushing record, which was 2,200 yards. But you look at the touchdowns in a season record, which is 39, held also by Cody Abrego, and, you know, every week it was like, you know, that one kind of looks out of reach unless Peck goes on a deep playoff run. But Caleb Lettner's sitting at 36 touchdowns right now. There's a good chance he breaks that record as well. He's only about 100 to just over 100 yards away from breaking the MHSAA record for rushing yards in a season. However accurate that is, I'm not sure. But just a great performance from him. And then, you know, kind of something that flew under the radar this season, but Steven Van Conant, he breaks the school record for tackles for loss in a season. That was held by Kyle Abrigo. It was also set in 2013 in a 13-game season. Kyle had 30 and a half tackles for loss. Steven Van Conant has 7 tackles for loss against CPS, puts him at 35 for the season. So he's been fantastic. And then Brady Babcock at quarterback, he had a great, great game, both rushing the ball and passing the ball. And when you look at the Peck roster, that's it for seniors.
Mm.
Those three seniors,
yeah.
That's it.
It's a lot coming back.
So, you know, those three have really led the way. All three of them had great games against CPS. Final home game for Peck. That was a great way for those guys to go out. Now you got Deckerville, though.
Yeah.
Now you got Deckerville, and that's going to be a good one.
And we'll talk about what Deckerville did and their comeback victory also in Week 8. So the Peck Pirates taking on Deckerville. Carson with Porcianic will take on Kingston. This will probably be the last game for the head coach here because I saw a posting on the Facebook page of the Carson with Porcianic schools looking for a new varsity football coach come fall 2023.
Yeah, that's selfishly for me. that's unfortunate because he's a great coach and he's done great things at CPS. But for Coach Hartzell, you know, you have to make moves in your career when you have the opportunity to move up. And, you know, it's been great working with him, and I hope eventually he finds his way back onto the sideline somewhere else.
All right, we'll be right back here in the Sportsline High School Football Sports Show.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower. Built for taking it easy. That's right. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. Or a staycation with your garden gnome easy. Because we're all about keeping it simple. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system. To make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing. They're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
See your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Bad Axe, Carroll, Marlette, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Saginaw, Birch Run, Race, and Rochester Hills.
From Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Finally, we're starting to see new vehicles hit the lot on a regular basis.
Yep, perfect time for truck season.
You mean truck month?
Nope, truck season.
Truck month.
Truck season.
Truck month.
Take a look at the program.
Okay, truck season it is.
And guess what, Sam?
We got trucks.
Yes, sir, we've got trucks. We have 3 Chevy Silverados with the Trail Boss package and your choice of the 2.7-liter turbo, a 5.3-liter, or the very popular 3-liter Duramax diesel. We've also got a well-equipped LT, all here and ready for delivery.
And with up to $2,750 in incentive cash, plus an additional $1,000 in accessory cash, it's a great time to get your new truck.
And we have more than just trucks.
We also have a Z71 Suburban, LS Tahoe, and Buick SUVs.
And if you're looking for a Chevy Equinox, we'll have that too.
Truck season is here at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky. Stop in before they're all gone.
In these uncertain times, fear can be debilitating or just simply overwhelming. Obviously, it can have a negative impact on your health as well as your wealth. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency is the solution to just such problems. Let's face it, reviewing and obtaining the correct health insurance coverage is more crucial now than ever before.
Open enrollment is upon us. Call today for an appointment, 810-984-1373.
Hi, I'm Grant Smith, owner of the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. If you are a senior 65 or older and you would like alternatives to your current health insurance, you don't have to wait. Make an appointment and come talk to us. We have policies you can buy throughout the year. And remember, we are here throughout the year to help you with any health insurance questions. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency, the right decision.
Welcome back to Sportsline Radio, high school football sports show, talking about high school eight-player football. Hey, the KPEC Chiefs able to bounce back. They get their win over Genesee. Kind of a tough go here for KPEC. I mean, it looked pretty positive when they were playing Deckerville earlier this season. They're 3-5 overall. Obviously not going to make the playoffs, but a good win over the Genesee Wolves with a 60-8 win. They had 279 rushing yards also. And
maybe a bit of a tough call of it for KPAC at 3-5, but if KPAC was still playing 11 player and they were still in the Greater Thumb East, you're not getting to three wins. Right. I don't know if you're going to win a game. So I still think this was the right move for KPAC, and it's going to be a good thing moving forward.
Yeah, Carlos Uribe Arce, 5-8 passing, 76 yards and a touchdown. And we had Zach Langmesser, 9 attempts, 140 yards carries, 4 touchdowns in his game. Aaron Uribe Arce, 9 carries, 57 yards, and a touchdown. They had the pleasure of taking on Brown City this week.
Yeah. You know, that's tough for KPAC, but it is nice for Brown City to get to wrap up the season against a local team. That's a long-time rivalry going back to the STA. Fun way to end the season. And, you know, you look at last season, I believe KPAC's only win was Brown City. Brown City's only win was KPAC.
Okay.
But either way, you know, fun way for KPAC to end the season.
Okay, and we have the North Huron Warriors' big win here over New Haven Merritt Academy, 40-28. Jordan Coleman, 167 yards, 2 touchdowns for the Warriors. Also recorded 8 tackles on defense. Had a kickoff for 70 yards return. Mason Hatch, 80 yards and a touchdown in this game for the North Huron Warriors. They improved to 5-3 when ex-host Burton Atherton, and I do believe if they can beat Burton Atherton, they sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah, if you follow Snooze to use projections, he said that North Huron and Stevenson came down to opponent win percentage for the final tiebreaker of who got that last spot. North Huron is right on the edge of the playoffs. Burton Atherton is going to be a tough team to have to go through to get into the playoffs, but I think North Huron has a shot against Atherton, and you know I'd like to see him in the playoffs because it would really shift what the region would look like that Peck is currently in, adding another local team. So I know Peck's going to be rooting for North Huron, and it'd be great to see them have another rematch because they've faced off quite a bit in the postseason the past 10 seasons. So it'd be great to have that postseason rivalry continue.
All right, the Ashley defeated Caseville 58-18, but I want to note Nathan Feltner had 267 yards rushing,
Feltner's,
2 touchdowns.
He's been good this year
for the
year.
Caseville Eagles in
he's
a loss.
He's been very good this year. Yeah, his numbers. Unfortunately, Caseville hasn't been able to break through for a win, but Feltner's been fantastic this year.
And the Deckerville Eagles, a come-from-behind win. This is the highlights that was shown everywhere on the Facebooks and shared out there. Deckerville gets the comeback win over Burton Atherton, 44-36. It was not looking good against Burton Atherton for the Deckerville Eagles. Dylan Ball just rolling, 394 yards approximate. I may be wrong. 6 touchdowns for the Eagles. Hunter Garza, 16 yards passing for, but they just kept it on the ground and pound, and they came back and won over Burton Atherton. Shocking, those Wolverines.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, your backs are against the wall if you're Deckerville. If you lose that game, you're not making the playoffs. So to be down 16 points, and, you know, they were down 8 points, they were driving. They were, you know, looking to tie the game up. An untimely interception gets returned for a touchdown by Atherton, puts them back up by 16. You know, that's a point in the game when Deckerville could have just packed it in and called it a night. You know, hey, You know, now we're down 16. We just got intercepted on offense. But they just go right back out there and they keep plugging away. Talking to Coach Brown this weekend, he said, we had to be pretty much perfect on the stretch in all three facets of the game, offense, defense, special teams. The defense got a couple stops. The offense scored a couple times, and they were perfect on their two-point conversions. They went 3-for-3 down the stretch. And then the biggest play of the game was the onside kick recovery. They got the ball back with a minute and 20 seconds left. Brady Scharbowski comes up with the onside kick recovery. And, from there, you got to go 50 yards with a minute 20 left and no timeouts. Credit to the offense. The special teams got them the ball back, and, they took care of it. But you mentioned that Dylan Ball stat line. What you didn't mention was he had 56 carries in that game. And that is an MHSAA state record.
It is?
For eight-player football. Yep, the previous record was 54 carries in a game. Dylan Ball, man, he's just... We've seen him emerge as this great player. Unfortunately, the reason that he's been seen this much work in the backfield was because of the injury to senior Peter Lapp, which was unfortunate.
Yeah.
But Dylan Ball has just emerged as this great running back, and he's been fantastic in these last couple games. Unfortunately, not a great game against Kingston, but, hey, Kingston's a great team. He was great against Mayville. 6 touchdowns, almost 400 yards. And then, against Atherton, hey, you're the guy, Dylan. You're the guy. We're just going to keep feeding it to you. We're going to give it to you 56 times. And, it paid off for Deckerville. It's been great to see that. Coach Brown also made sure to mention the offensive line, which has made huge strides from the beginning of the season. Just a great win for Deckerville.
Yeah. 24 points in the fourth quarter. They scored 3 to come back, right?
Yes. Yep.
To come from behind with about 5-6 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, and they scored their final touchdown with 11 seconds left in the game. And, you look at that, and it's 11 seconds, but you got to keep in mind you don't have any timeouts left.
Yeah.
So if you don't score there, there's a good chance you don't get another opportunity to punch it in. So, man, that's a game that I wish I could have been at. Unfortunately, that was at Burton Atherton.
Yeah,
so,
On a Thursday. On
a volleyball night. Mm-hmm. So, just a great win for Deckerville. Just a gutty performance and, keep their playoff hopes alive.
And that was 427 total rushing yards for the team, 15 passing yards only. They did have a turnover in this game. Deckerville did. Time of possession, though, 34. Over 34 minutes to 13 minutes for Burton Atherton. And at one point, it was 22-20 at the end of the third quarter. 14 more points by Atherton in the fourth. They were leading pretty good, feeling pretty good, but Deckerville did not give up with those 3 touchdowns late in the game of the fourth quarter. 24 points for Deckerville, and this come from behind. That's got to fire them up. They know what's on the line this week against the Peck Pirates. Home game for Deckerville. Huge game. This is good because we know we're kind of wondering just how good Peck is,
right,
after that
right.
week one loss and throttling by Brown City. Now they get to find out for sure again, have we improved since then against one of the top teams in eight-player football?
Absolutely. And, it's been a while since Peck Deckerville even played each other, let alone, with this much on the line. Peck's got to go into Deckerville. It's always hard to beat Deckerville at Deckerville. That's going to be a huge advantage for Deckerville. I just really don't know. I don't know how to predict this one. I really have no idea. I feel like, I guess my prediction will be that it's going to be a high-scoring game. That's about all I can predict.
Atherton had 131 yards passing and 99 yards rushing in this game also. The other time of possession, 30 first downs for Deckerville to Atherton's 11. All right, that wraps up our coverage of our BWAC and 8-player football. When I come back, we'll go through the list of the Week 9, the final regular season games of the 2022 season. When we come back here on the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the Thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Hi, this is Steve Kohler with Kohler's Propane. Looking back, it's been a real nice summer, but each day is closer to fall and cooler weather. When it's time for your furnace to go on, will you be ready? You will be if you depend on Kohler's Propane. For 73 years, we've been keeping homes and businesses in the Thumb and Blue Water area warm and cozy. Our goal is to provide you with quality products and superior service. We guarantee your price for one full year, offer free tank installation, free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. At Kohler's, we have a commitment to our customers and communities we serve to continue to provide the level of service we would expect ourselves. For information, call us toll free, 800-572-2191. Or visit our website, getkohlers.com. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Your friends at Liberty Lanes and Sandusky say, come join the team. The Fall Bowling Leagues will soon be starting, and Liberty Lanes has openings for the Monday night and Wednesday morning ladies' leagues, as well as men's leagues on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. Liberty Lanes also has mixed leagues on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday evenings. For more information or sign up, just call or stop in at Liberty Lanes and talk to Roger or Heidi. Plus, Liberty Lanes is a great place to eat, great food, drinks, and spirits. They are also hiring for all positions, so apply now at Liberty Lanes, located at the West Park Plaza in Sandusky. Call 810-648-9860, 810-648-9860. And like them on Facebook and their website, BoldLibertyLanes.com.
Make wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high-efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60-pound washer that washes six loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And, of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials, too, at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck.
And welcome back to the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. I'm Eddie Fury, your host. My co-host for tonight, Mike Gallagher of the Sanilac County News, had to head out to a volleyball game and race out there. And we go through the list of the Week 9 games. By the way, pick up the Sanilac County News. Mike Gallagher, the sports writer who was our co-host for this Tuesday edition. His publication of the Sanilac County News on newsstands tomorrow on Wednesday. Get the online edition from the Sanilac County News. Also on the front page cover is the Peck Pirates. So check that out. And other great coverage of sports in the whole paper as a whole also. Our Week 9 list games are game of the night. We just talked about it. The Peck Pirates at the Dark River Eagles. 6:30 p.m. is the pregame. Live radio broadcast of our high school sports radio dial, 92.5 FM, WBGB, and also streaming on the internet. You can find the link on our sports section of our website at sanilacbroadcasting.com. Other games has Carsonville, Port Sanilac at Kingston, Auburn Hills, Oakland Christian at New Haven Merritts, Mayville at Ashley. Some really great games there. And eight-player football, the NCTL, Burton Atherton's at North Huron, Genesee at Bay City All Saints, Caseville at Akron Fir Grove for the second time, KPEC at Brown City also. That would be on a Thursday, 7 p.m. at Brown City. In the Greater Thumb Conference, East and West, Marlette at Waterford, Our Lady of the Lakes. Must-win situation for Marlette to hopefully get into the playoffs. Same deal for Cass City. They got a big task up against a very good Beale City team. Lakers at Essexville. Garber, another tough game for Lakers. Huge implications there. Unionville Seaboyne at Sandusky. Vassar is at Harbor Beach. Greece at Ubley. Hamtramck at Bad Axe has been announced to be a forfeit. Bad Axe will win that game. Saginaw Valley Lutheran is at Carroll. Melvindale Academy of Business is at Memphis. Blue Water Area Conference, some really tough games here. Freeland is at Croswell. Freeland is 7-1. Their lone loss was to Frankenmuth, 21-0. So very tough game there. for the Crosville Lexington Pioneers. Another tough game on the schedule also in the BWAC. It's the Elmont Raiders at the Goodrich Martians. We already talked about that. They only have one loss. Three Rivers is at North Branch. Three Rivers is currently 5-3, so a pretty good team there. They're fighting for a playoff spot, and they'll take on the North Branch Broncos. Other BWAC games has Armada at Flint Kersley, Macomb Lutheran North at Yale, Richmond at Clintondale, and Flint Southwestern at Emily City. That's your list of the Week 9 games. You can see our coverage area teams that we cover on our sports section of our website at sandlightbroadcasting.com. And again, our game of the week, high school 8-player football, the Peck Pirates at the Deckerboro Eagles on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlightbroadcasting.com. All right, that is your Week 9 list of our coverage area teams and games. And after this Week 9, this Thursday and into the weekend, we await the Sunday selection show from the MHSAA, and that will be on Bally Sports Channel. That's a cable channel that's only on DirecTV. It's not on YouTube TV. It's not on Dish Network also. So there is a streaming option that Bally Sports offers. You can go to ballysports.com. That show starts at 6 p.m. Sunday. We'll find out what teams in our coverage area make it into the playoffs and who they will face in the first round of the high school football playoffs in the state of Michigan. Now, the MHSAA will have that posted by 7 o'clock. We'll type in the announcements through our Twitter and also in the Thumbtugger Sports Facebook and Twitter page also. So tune in for that. Of course, we'll talk about this on next week's Monday edition of the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show on our teams who make it into the playoffs. So, otherwise, tune in for that. And again, our game of the night, it's the Peck Pirates at the Deckerboro Eagles on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlackbroadcasting.com. Thank you for tuning in to WMIC's Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show.